The Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, has organized a roadshow for prospective investors seeking to invest in the Electricity Company of Ghana and manage it. The event, which is under the private sector participation in ECG's financial and operational reform, is part one of six major projects of the Ghana Power Compact 2 program. In an address, Deputy Minister of Power John Jinapo encouraged local and foreign investors to take advantage of the opportunity to invest in Ghana's energy sector. He also stressed the need for Ghanaians to provide the needed support for success of the Compact 2 project. Here's a report by Frank Ama.
The Millennium Development Authority, MIDA, is to facilitate the procurement of the concessionaire assisting the Ministry of Power and ECG in negotiating the transaction agreement in monitoring and reportage of the concession. The ECG financial and operational turnaround project seeks to make ECG a creditworthy power off-taker under the power purchase agreement. Deputy Minister of Power John Jinapo said the private sector participation in ECG is to improve performance through private investment.
These are consistent with the objectives of the Power Compact, which seeks to increase private sector investment and the productivity of and profitability of micro, small, and large-scale businesses. It also seeks to increase employment opportunity for the unemployed, as well as raise the earning potential from self-employment and improved social outcomes for Ghanaians. We expect the selected concessionaire to manage the ECG business, operate the business, and invest in the business over the term of the contract. We do not want you to take over ECG and just run the assets over the period and eventually hand it over.
The Chief Executive Officer of MIDA, Ura Safo, said the event is to sensitize
to see some weaknesses in
the investor to form partnership with government to make ECG turnaround project a success.
Expression of interest in the concession for ECG, MIDA on behalf of Ghana has since April 4, 2016 launched what we call the request for qualification. Indeed, the road to this stage has been a long one. It has involved the Ghana Government Transaction Advisor, IFC, undertaking extensive technical, legal, financial, and environmental due diligence on ECG, followed by an extensive review of their reports by various Ghana government agencies.